Walk the dogs, school drop-off, meetings from 10 to 3, take kids to soccer, then no time left for a jog.
When everyone else is relying on you, it's easy to put your needs last. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online, so you can show up for yourself the way you do for others. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
Facts are facts, like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Shout out to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America as tonight was the start of the 2023 NFL season. All that preseason garbage, it's over. Joe Burrow got paid. Coco Gauff is going to the U.S. Open Finals. But tonight, the Lions win over the Chiefs 21-20. That's right. The Detroit Lions are still competitive. They're picking up where they left off last season. And the Kansas City Chiefs, yeah, they're defending champions, right? There was no Travis Kelce tonight. Bone bruise in his knee. There was no Chris Jones tonight. Chris Jones was sitting up in the stands. We know he's looking for a new contract. He sat up in a suite and watched the game. They're like, hey, why are you here? Well, I want to watch the unveiling of our banner because I contributed to it. But don't expect me to step out onto the field. Travis Kelce, bone bruise and all, he was on the sidelines. And what he watched were his receivers, his fellow receivers. Yeah, he's a tight end, but that man's a receiver. He watched Kadarius Toney drop 4 passes. You're the wide receiver. Isn't that what you're supposed to be? You're supposed to be the dude out there with the hands, and you're dropping the passes? Terrible. One of his drops, ball went off of his hands and went into the defender's hands and went right into the end zone. Brian Branch, pick 6. He has 6 points. This was ugly tonight for the Kansas City Chiefs. You ever stand in the backyard or the front yard or the side of the house and you just throw a ball into a trash can? There's no hoop. You don't have a ring. You just like, oh, yep, I'm going to be creative. I'll just see if I can throw the ball into the can. That's what it looked like tonight with Patrick Mahomes. He's just throwing the ball to a bunch of trash cans, and none of them could catch. This was sad. They were actually up 14-7 at halftime. And then they went blank because the receivers went completely blank. The Lions win over the Chiefs to open up the NFL season 21-20. Listen, folks, get ready for the gross exaggeration. Somebody already called and said Patrick Mahomes got exposed tonight with that Travis Kelce. I'm like, I'm not even going to justify that with a response. I'm not even going to give that an answer. But you know what? Let's take a listen right now to some of the scores. Let's take a listen right now to some of the action. Let's start off with what got us on the board right out of the gate. Let's go to the first quarter. Jared Goff connecting with Amon-Ra St. Brown to give the Lions a 7-0 lead.
Goff steps up to his line, checks his protection. He's going to work out of the gun with Montgomery to his right. Play clock at 5. Goff leans in. There's the snap. Jared back, looking, throwing, middle, caught, first down, touchdown, Detroit Lions! Oh, baby, Amon-Ra St. Brown! How about that protection? Given Goff time, 14 comes free, and the Lions find the end zone.
Yeah, all these fancy play calls courtesy of the Lions radio network. You got to give credit to the Lions in the first place. Because that score came as a result of a drive that could have ended. The Lions were pressed on fourth down. It appeared that they were going to punt the ball. They did not. They decided to run and extend the drive, and they got some benefit out of it. They got 7 points. Kansas City Chiefs were able to answer back in the second quarter. Rashee Rice with a touchdown. Another touchdown to Blake Bell. Yeah, a bunch of dudes you never heard of. And I told you at halftime, Kansas City led 14-7. And then things got worse. A tale of two halves. 9 of 22 passing for Patrick Mahomes in the second half. And it ain't his fault. It's the guys that he had to throw the ball to. I told you, Kadarius Toney, 4 drops tonight. Take a listen to this. The ball went off of Tony's hands. It went right to Brian Branch, and then it went right into the end zone.
Mahomes out of the gun. He's got it, wants to throw. Mahomes back, throws. It is incomplete. Picked off by the Lions. Brian Branch with it left side. He's going, baby. He's going to the house. Touchdown, Detroit Lions. Deflected in the air, Branch ran under it, and he took it all the way back. The Lions are an extra point away from tying this game.
And that's what they did. 14 all. What else did Kansas City do for the rest of the game? Kick field goals. Harrison Butker knocked in one. He knocked in another one in the fourth. Kansas City went up 20-14, but then about halfway through the fourth quarter, David Montgomery, he was able to put a stamp on things, and he gave them the lead. Also, he gave them the final score. Listen to this.
Montgomery, the lone back behind Goff. Lions scrimmage from the Kansas City 8. Goff gives to Montgomery again. He's got room inside the 5. Fighting to the end zone. Touchdown, Detroit Lions! David Montgomery to the house, and the Lions are an extra point away from taking the lead. That is just big time running, big time blocking, and big time production.
And taking the lead is exactly what they did, 21-0 against the Chiefs. The Chiefs would then get another opportunity to just try and win this game. They were pressed into fourth down, but they could not come out on top. I want you to take a listen to this big stop. The Lions putting this out of reach.
Here we go. Lions leading by 1, 2:09 to play. 4th and 25, Kansas City from their own 30-yard line. There's the snap to Mahomes. He's back. Mahomes stepping up, being chased, rolling to his left, looking, lobs it downfield. It is incomplete. Lions will take over on downs, no flags. With 2 minutes to go in the game. They got him off his mark that time. They forced him out of the pocket. He rolled to his left. He was running out of room, and he just had to throw it back the other way. So with 2 minutes to play in this game, the Lions lead it by 1, and they've got the football at the Kansas City 30.
They got the football back. You're looking to close things out. You're trying to run the clock. You're trying to win the game. The Detroit Lions, they ultimately did get a first down to run out the clock, dry out the Chiefs' timeouts, and walk away with the victory. I want you to take a listen to this.
Eye formation behind Goff. It is 3rd and 2 from the Kansas City 22. Goff up under center. Takes the snap. Turns, gives to Montgomery over the left side. He darts Down low, gets the first down inside the 20. It is going to be first and 10 Lions. The Chiefs have burned their final timeout, but they're not going to have enough time left on that clock with 1:42 to go.
You know what? Let's just listen to the final call. This is what a Detroit Lions win sounds like. Get used to it.
Here we go. One final snap. Execute it, and it's over. Goff takes a knee. Say good night. This game's over. Two teams will meet out in the middle of the field to say job well done, job better done on this night by the Detroit Lions. They have come in and knocked off the Super Bowl champs.
The Detroit Lions, if we go back the last season at turnaround, they are 9-2 in their last 11 games. It's their first time winning 9 times in an 11-game span since 2010-2011. If you thought the Lions radio announcers were hyped, if you thought that they were excited, come on now, you've heard Dan Campbell speak. This man has talked about biting kneecaps and snapping ankles and all that other terrible stuff. He was a little less enthusiastic after the victory, I think. Listen.
They hit some tough spots in this game against a really good opponent, and that happened, and nobody got down, nobody got frazzled. And we just hung in there, and it told the team they're built for this, and it's why we play with three phases. So, you know, if one at any given time is struggling a little bit, the other two will bail them out, and that happened today. All the units stepped up when we needed them most, and I'm proud of those guys. I'm proud of the staff, you know. I thought our defense really showed up today, and what's encouraging is in all three phases, we got so much to clean up, you know, that we'll only be better from. But this was step one. This is game one. So I'm proud of him.
He should be. You know who he should really be proud of? Jared Goff. Jared Goff is a Detroit Lion right now. Because the Rams were sick of this dude turning the ball over. Ironically, this is a weird stat that you may or may not know. Feel free to share it with anyone tomorrow. Jared Goff has gone 359 straight passes without an interception. He has not thrown the ball to the opposition with 359 pass attempts. That is absolutely ridiculous. It's the third longest streak in NFL history. Jared Goff, he talked to NBC after the victory, and this is what he had to say.
I played hard the whole game. It was a long, hard game. We probably didn't play our best, but we're built for this. We really are. Playing a four-quarter game like this, we're built for it.
The third down completion to Josh Reynolds on that go-ahead touchdown drive. Walk us through that play.
Yeah, you know, I think I had St. Brown wide open on kind of a busted coverage at the middle, but I knew I had to make a play there. Josh made a hell of a catch on the other end. It worked out pretty good.
You guys give Patrick Mahomes the ball back with 2.5 minutes to go. Chiefs down by one. We've seen this script before. What's going through your mind?
Yeah, not today with our crew out there. You know, he's a hell of a player and has been for a long time. And can do that from time to time, but our defense stepped up today and held us in this game.
It was a fun game to watch. At one point in time, it looked like the Kansas City Chiefs, your defending Super Bowl champions, were going to be able to hold on to things. But then they got to the second half. And then we saw Kadarius Toney drop balls. And then we saw Sky Moore drop balls. And then you have to say, well, damn it, Travis Kelce wouldn't be out there dropping passes. Tyreek Hill wouldn't be out there dropping passes. Yeah, he was gone last year. They still won a championship. Patrick Mahomes tonight threw to 10 different receivers. A matter of fact, it's not that he just threw the ball to 10 different receivers. He completed passes to 10 different receivers. That is one short of his career high. It was only a couple of days ago that Patrick Mahomes talked about and was asked by a reporter, you know, spreading the ball out, spreading out the wealth, making it difficult for defenses to defend them because there wasn't one key dude for them to zone in on. Well, damn it. Is there anybody for them to zone in on but no Travis Kelce? The answer is no, okay? Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he's a nice number two-ish three guy. Kadarius Toney can certainly give you some explosive plays. But what good is he if he's dropping a ball? He does, to me, in a general sense, come across as being, you know, very, very sensitive. Kadarius Toney's the type of dude, and New York Giants fans can attest to this, he's the type of guy to read every comment about him on social media. And damn it, he might answer a few of them. I hope he doesn't have his phone on him tonight. This is always and was going to be a concern for the Kansas City Chiefs. Who is going to be your number one target from a pass-catching perspective? Of course, yes, it's Travis Kelce. He's getting older. He ain't getting no younger. It's amazing that he's already been an Iron Man up until this point at 33 years old. I made the point last hour. This is a top five team for the NFL draft if you don't have Patrick Mahomes. They're basically unwatchable if they don't have Patrick Mahomes. They're a waste of everybody's time if they didn't have Patrick Mahomes. And so, yes, it's one game. Let's all try to stay in the Earth's atmosphere. The Kansas City Chiefs are not complete trash. They are not doomed for this season, okay? If I have to take a look at the Lions, they're continuing to play well. On the heels of last season where they started off with one win and six losses and then turned things around, they're a good team. They play hard. Dan Campbell is aggressive. I mean, you don't look the way he does. He looks like he's in the gym for 20 hours a day. I don't know when he has time to coach. You don't have his personality. You ain't him if you're not being aggressive. And so I don't care who the Lions play. They got the Seahawks up next on the 17th. Good for them. They're going to play hard. They got a young team. They're going to be aggressive, aggressive play calling. They're going to take chances. And it's exciting. You want to know why? Because the Lions have just been awful. And so it doesn't matter who played tonight. The fact is, they played hard. And it wasn't always beautiful in how they played, but they walked away with a victory. So congratulations to the Detroit Lions. Let's see if they can go ahead and keep things up. And the Chiefs, they can't be worse than this, right? They can't be worse. There's a high expectation, or there was a good expectation. There was a report that said Kelce should be back. They're optimistic, the Chiefs are, that he will be back against the Jacksonville Jaguars. That'll help. Anyone with two hands could have helped the Chiefs tonight. Damn it, I could have went out there and caught the ball with my face mask. Kadarius Toney with four drops. Kadarius Toney helping lead to a pick six. Sky Moore missing a ball. This was ugly. They can't get worse, right? It's unlikely. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to take your calls on the other side of the break. I'm going to get your thoughts on what you saw and or heard tonight from the Detroit Lions as well as the Kansas City Chiefs. And then we're going to hear from some losers. Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, they spoke. And Patrick Mahomes, oh man, I think he might go home and have a glass of Jack. He looked pissed. We're going to hear from them on the other side. I'm going to take your calls as well. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Game one of the NFL season, it's a wrap. Detroit beats Kansas City 21-20. right after the Kansas City Chiefs raised their championship banner. There was no Travis Kelce in action tonight with that bone bruise. Chris Jones was in attendance. He sat in a suite. I don't know if that's kind of rubbing it in. He was displayed on television as well. And it's just like, damn, bro, prepared to sit out until week 8, where he would then be able to accumulate another year of service to be able to be a free agent. The name of the game for this story was drops, plenty of them. Kadarius Toney, he was targeted 5 times tonight. He dropped one. It was returned for a pick 6. He dropped a wide open pass on 3rd down. He dropped another pass in field goal range. He had 1 reception for 1 receiving yard. And so there were a lot of ones here tonight for Kadarius Toney. And New York Giant fans are probably just laughing at him on social media all over the place. How about this? The entire, anything, anybody having to do with the internet is probably laughing at him right now. If I were him, I wouldn't open up my phone for a couple of weeks. Now, having said that, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes just spoke to the media. And one of the first questions that Andy Reid received was about the drops. This is what Andy Reid had to say.
It's unusual for us to drop that many passes anywhere, anytime. So we'll go back and work on that. But you got to take care of business, and these guys know that. And so we've got to fix that.
Okay. Do you see how many people Patrick Mahomes had to throw the ball to tonight? It was like a generic list of names. Like this was a create a player roster. Rashee Rice, Blake Bell. Oh, Richie James from the Giants, okay. Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, Justin Ross, Noah Gray, Blake Bell. These are some of the names that he had to get passes out to. It stinks. Patrick Mahomes, after the loss, I told you he looked miserable. He was asked about Travis Kelce not being available. He was there on the sideline standing behind Mahomes, but that didn't do him no good. This is what Mahomes had to say about his absence.
No Travis Kelce, what kind of impact did that have on you?
Yeah, I mean, you're losing the best tight end of all time. Other guys got to step up. I mean, it's going to have an impact on the game, but other guys got to step up, and they're going to have to step up in moments because I'm sure there'll be times he gets doubled. Just going to have to rely on these other guys that are young and talented to step up and make plays, and I believe that they will.
Yeah, and don't drop the ball. Patrick Mahomes, he continued on. He said, listen, we just won a championship last year. We stood on a field, national anthem this, they raised the banner that. How does it feel to watch that, go through all the pomp and circumstance, and lose?
It's embarrassing for me to lose any time. Like I had said after the ring ceremony, I'd moved on to the next season. Obviously, it's cool for the fans to be able to see the banner and drop it at Arrowhead Stadium. This is a whole new year, and I think I know that. And we're trying to win another Super Bowl, and this is obviously not the way we wanted to start. And so anytime I lose, I'm embarrassed. So I'm going to try to get better so I don't lose more as the season goes on.
Oh, yeah. He looked like somebody took his dog. Like stole his dog right in front of him in the front yard. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Conrad is calling from Toronto. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Conrad?
Hey, JR. How's your evening?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. Couldn't agree with you more, and couldn't disagree more with that guy from Alabama. You know, you'd think they would know their football down there, eh?
Okay.
To be honest with you, Mahomes is one of the best quarterbacks of our generation, if not the best quarterback now that Brady's gone. Truly was making chicken salad out of chicken poop out of there, and I counted at least 8-9 drops on their end, and obviously you went over Kadarius dropping it 4 times, including the pick 6. Those passes have to be caught. I mean, elementary school players, high school players can make those catches.
Ouch.
It's not like those were bullets. And to be honest, I think Mahomes actually proved how good he was just even getting them into those situations and even having a chance to win at the end of it.
I would agree with you 100%. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Patrick Mahomes. He is not the problem. I remember a few seasons ago where he was forcing passes and people were like, oh, he's not the same dude. He's falling off. Man, he's absolutely amazing. And I say this in full confidence. If he wasn't the quarterback on the team, if you just put in an average quarterback, this team would be destined for the top of the NFL draft. Thank you so much, Conrad, for calling from Toronto. I also personally find it entertaining that our friend Conrad from Toronto is just throwing lobs and taking shots at that guy from Alabama. I love it. You two can meet in the middle of the United States of America, and y'all can fight. You know what? Meet in Kansas City and record the fight. I'd love to see it. My people in Canada killing the football fans in Alabama. Interesting. Greg is calling from Michigan. I think he has to be happy right now with the win. Greg, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Oh, my God, Jay. Mr. Positive, I got to tell you, you're right. It was ugly. And Dan Miller, what you hear in the voice of the Detroit Lions, he really goes crazy. Everything's just going crazy. We feel like we just won the Super Bowl, Jay.
Uh-oh.
I mean, we were not expecting this. We wanted to win, but we knew that Mahomes arguably will be the greatest quarterback of all time. Whether he had his favorite players out there because of his, his pedigree and how great he is, he thought he could beat us.
But Greg, it feels like he won this. I mean, I know the expectations and the bar has been set very low for the Lions for years now, for decades. Y'all don't feel like you won the Super Bowl now. Come on.
Oh no, Jared. Just trust me. In Detroit, everywhere. The bars were full. Everyone was going crazy. I mean, you're right. But, yeah, that's what it feels like. I mean, I must say, and Dan Campbell, you know, he doesn't have the acumen you would think of Reed and Belichick. You know, he's a big guy. He's just, biting kneecaps. But it seems to me, my friend, people want to play for him. Right. Oh, my God, they really would just bend over backwards. They'd run into a moving train for him. And, I mean, he's got that kind of swagger. Do I think he's an intellectual when it comes to football? No, but he's just got that charisma that draws you to him, and you just want to play for him. And, oh, my God, Jer, I mean, it's going crazy in Michigan, Detroit, the news, everything. You know, we beat the Super Bowl champs. I mean, a lot of people are saying they didn't have this person.
Kelsey,
they didn't have this person, but hey, it's a game to go out there and win.
It is. They deserve credit for it regardless. Thank you, Greg, for calling from Michigan. No, absolutely. I'm not going to take anything away from what they accomplished, but I mean, well, damn, if winning one game against the defending champs, which was down two potential Hall of Famers, definitely one, yeah, you deserve credit because it ain't easy winning in the NFL. But let's slow down. Let's slow down. What happens if the Detroit Lions start the season 2-0? I mean, what are you going to do then? Every victory can't feel like you won the Super Bowl. Like, you have to settle in eventually, right? Or the Lions just trying to make up for lost time? It's going to take them two decades before they can do that. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Joe. He's calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
JR, how's it going, man?
Going good. What's going on with you?
Just living life out here on the coast. I got to catch the second half of the game. I didn't get to see the first half. I had to finish up at work. But from what I heard of the first half, pretty tight game and everything. And then I saw the second half, and I was expecting – the Chiefs to do that Chiefs thing and that Mahomes thing. Yeah. It didn't happen.
2 minute drill.
Yeah, but it's kind of on, like you said, on the skill players, the drop passes. I would not put it on Mahomes one bit. You're missing your two best players aside from Mahomes. That's a bit of it. But did Mahomes do the best that he could with what he was working with out there? And that's going to be a question.
I think yes, man. Like, okay, here's a simple, here's a pop quiz. You ready, Joe?
I'm ready. Always ready. Born ready.
Name three receivers that play tonight.
Yeah. it's hard to do, right?
Yeah.
You know, Valdez Scantling.
Okay. Give me two more.
And receivers aside from that.
There's the answer. And so, I mean, there's different levels to this. And we can go on a scale. And thank you, Joe, for calling from North Carolina. I appreciate you, my man. Appreciate you. There's different scales here. Are we entering into a space where people look at, like, one guy from Alabama calls and goes, oh, Patrick Mahomes is exposed. And I go, well, this guy must be really eating glue. Or he ate glue when he was in kindergarten. And then the other end of the scale is, well, Patrick Mahomes could have done more. With what? He got to go out there and play with somebody, right? Here's my favorite line of all time. Tom Brady's ex-wife. My husband cannot throw and catch the ball at the same damn time. Patrick Mahomes is not an alien. He is not going to teleport from one side of the field to the other. I'm sure if he could, he would tonight. He's going to have to depend on his wide receivers. And hopefully, just hopefully, this is the worst game and their worst performance of the year. They got 16 games more to go. We're going to have some other crap games that they play. Hey, just not the best of starts, especially being at home, coming off of raising that banner. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts about the game tonight? I mean, the Lions look like they're going to be competitive. If you can scratch out a win tonight, let's keep in mind, they came from behind. They were aggressive to get their first points. You got to give them credit for this game. Don't matter who was out there. And for the Chiefs, let's not overreact. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how are you, buddy? I really appreciate your show, you know, night in and night out. I agree with the last caller. Once again, from Seattle, you do a good common sense approach to the show. Thank you for having me on.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
I'm trying, man. It doesn't take too much common sense. I just look at the game. I look at what is in front of me, and then we just go. Tonight, the Kansas City Chiefs, they sucked. They didn't have nobody to throw the ball to, okay? They didn't have Chris Jones running down Jared Goff. They had no Kelce out there. And the Lions, they played hard. They played aggressive. It wasn't pretty, but they walked away with a victory. And they pretty much followed the personality of their head coach, Dan Campbell, who looks like he's missing a few screws. Or a couple of screws are loose. But they go out there and they play hard. And they're winning. You got to respect them, man. How about this? It's September. I'm looking forward to watching the Lions play on Thanksgiving. That sounds nuts. You know, typically their background noise, it's like the beginning of the holiday. You're like, oh, yeah, the parade is over. The Lions are coming on. And then let's just have them on in the background. You might actually want to pay close attention. Damn it, I may go to Detroit for Thanksgiving just to watch them. That may be too far.
I believe it anyway, when I see it.
So, yeah, that's too far, Shep. Yeah, I thought about it. If they were like a real, real, real good team, like championship caliber, I'd say I'd go to Detroit, but they ain't there yet. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Pittsburgh and talk to Phil. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Phil?
It's me, Pittsburgh Phil. That's my handle here in Pittsburgh.
So, JR, can you hear me?
Yes, after you pronounced yourself, after I told everyone who you are. What's on your mind?
No, you said Phil from Pittsburgh. I'm telling you, it's Pittsburgh Phil. But anyways, I'm
Hold
listening
on a second.
To you.
Willis from West Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Willis? Okay, I guess it's too close to Pittsburgh. Bob is calling from Michigan. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, Mr. Reality, how are you doing? I feel like we just won the fourth preseason game, and mistakes were really important on each side, and we barely got away. But I'm glad the Lions are now, people know we can stand toe-to-toe and we can contend with the good teams. Did you notice tonight's game? It was a battle of the punters. Everybody was starting inside the 10. Detroit has young Jack Fox, the highest paid punter in the NFL, and he has amazing stats already, but whoever kicks for KC, he did a 57-yard and no return, 58-yard and no return, both inside the 10. And old Campbell, sure enough, he fakes a punt and gets away with it. Yeah. He goes for fourth and two late in the game on the 45, and we don't get away with it, and that's what makes the Lions fun, man. We didn't win no Super Bowl.
Why would you call this the fourth preseason game, though? Why would you do that?
Because we were talking about the passing. None of the starters play in the preseason. Passing is out of sync. They're just not in the groove yet. So not in the first game, we see everyone suffer for it. And watch this weekend. I bet you see a lot of the same.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, everybody throwing the rock around. They threw the ball. Jared Goff attempted 35 passes, completed 22 of them, and that one score was the first score of the game going to Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Yeah, I was talking about Mahomes, though. He was 21 out of 39 in pick six. And, before the game, Coach Campbell said in the pregame, he says, we've got to steal one of his passes. That's what we got to do.
Yeah, well, it wasn't his fault. It's not like he threw the ball to somebody. The jackass dropped the ball, man. That's what he did all game.
I totally agree. Yeah, that's why every mistake was just more and more costly. And we got away with one on the road. And I think winning on the road is more important than winning, period, because Lions don't win on the road the last couple of decades.
I was going to say, I was waiting to hear what time frame you were going to put on that. I was going to say a long-ass time. You're correct. Decades.
Yeah.
Hey, good luck, Bob. You deserve a winning team, okay?
Hey, one quick thing. I called you last year at this time, and you asked me, so you think they could make a Super Bowl run? I said, yes, I think they can. And the next caller asked about my stash. Well, this is Michigan. My stash is in my refrigerator.
Oh, Bob, goodbye. I'll talk to you later, okay?
Okay, bye.
Thank you, Bob. Bob, hey, listen, Bob, man, I don't need nobody knocking on your door. I don't need to hear about you on the news, Bob. Don't rat on yourself, man. Hey, Shep, can you use audio from our show as evidence to arrest somebody? You could do that, right?
Of course you can.
Don't talk about where you keep your stuff, people. Don't do that.
It's concrete evidence. It's as cut and dry as it gets.
Yeah, don't tell me anything on the radio, okay? Unless I ask. Keep your personal life personal.
It's a crazy night, by the way, Jared. We still got a semifinals match going on at the U.S. Open.
Yeah, Madison Keys is trying to choke away a victory. Yeah.
Correct. Kind of like the Chiefs tonight.
Did they choke away a victory, or did they really ever?
I mean, specifically some guy named KT. Yeah. Yeah, he choked this game away.
Kadarius Toney?
Yes.
Hold on a second. You know what? I was going to say, let me look at his social media, but I think I don't need that poison in my brain.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I looked at his Twitter one time like a year or two ago, and this is why I follow a million people, but I don't really see too much. And I'm following this guy and that guy, and I see it because the athletes just put up crazy stuff. I just want to see them play. You know, if they got something worth saying that I'm interested in, I'm going to see it. I don't think I'm going to find it on Twitter. Kadarius Toney is an interesting fellow. 855-212-4CBS. Mark is here from California.
What's going on, JR? I heard one of your callers say that, you know, Mahomes is going to be the greatest quarterback ever. Well, to preface what he was saying, nobody
and I mean nobody in the National Football League will ever touch Brady's 10 Super Bowls.
That's Hold that on a second, Mark.
Forever.
No one said that.
Well, he did say that. If you go back, he said that Mahomes will arguably be the greatest quarterback ever. What he said. And
who?
I'm prefacing
who and when?
That. The guy from Detroit talking about how, you know, he's going up against, you know, arguably the greatest quarterback to ever play the game when it's all said and done.
Well,
and
he is one of the greatest quarterbacks I've already played, so he ain't split.
Right. I mean,
that.
Mahomes is fantastic, but it's just wild that Brady's been to 10.
Bro, yo, Mark, who cares about Tom Brady? Like, what?
I'm a Giants fan. I hate him, but.
Oh, damn. Like, damn. That caller said that Patrick Mahomes could be the greatest. Tom Brady is the leave Tom like come on, man. Tom Brady's gone. Let's talk about Tom Brady on Monday, okay? The New England Patriots are going to show love to Tom Brady. He's going to be back in Foxborough. They're going to shower him with praise. Let's get into him there. To say that Patrick Mahomes could be the greatest or is one of the greatest. Who cares? He's good. He's damn good. He's one of the best quarterbacks you've ever seen with your own two eyes. So what, why are we making up a point to argue Tom Brady's the greatest? Like, come on. We don't need a dissertation. He's the most successful quarterback to have ever played. End of story. Patrick Mahomes is still playing. He's also one of the greatest guys to ever play. Did he surpass Brady? No, he didn't. He's still out there busting ass, and he's in his 20s. End of story. That guy who called and said that Patrick Mahomes could be, just relax, please. Ryan is calling from Maine. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, JR, how you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller. Just wanted to say, you know, with the Kansas City, you know, they lost. They dropped a game like, I don't know, week two, week three last year to the Colts. And everybody's like, this is, you know, are they legit? This is a drop in the bucket. You know, it's cool what Dan Campbell's doing. He's bringing the heat, you know, and bringing the energy in Detroit, which is cool, and it feels good. But when it comes down, you know, Goff threw 253 for one touchdown. When it comes down to the playoffs, good is not good enough. And when it comes down to the playoffs, you watch the Chiefs. They're going to deliver.
Okay. Well, thank you, Ryan, for calling from Maine. We got a long way to go from there. Would anybody be surprised if the Chiefs go back to the playoffs? No. Anybody be surprised if they win a Super Bowl? No. The Lions still have to prove they can go through an entire season and be competitive. I think they've turned that corner. I think. I'm going to get to more of your calls on the other side of the break. We're going to talk more about this game. We'll get into Joe Burrow's contract, a wide receiver wants a contract, and more. Don't move.
Guys, it's no secret that classic dress shirts suck. That's why our friends at And Collar created something different. No more tight collars, loose fabric, or stubborn stains. Just outrageously comfortable shirts that are breathable, stain-resistant, and perfect for all occasions. Blending the comfort of athletic wear with the style of dress shirts, you'll never feel better being dressed up. Discover their versatile collection at andcollar.com and save 20% with code RADIO. Shop shirts and more at andcollar.com. Discount code available for a limited time. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Eli Roth, and the upcoming second season of my podcast, A Ghost Ruined My Life from Travel, you'll hear real horrifying accounts from actual victims who came face to face with a paranormal and survived.
It was the shape of a small human, and it was pure blackness, like nothing I've ever seen before in my life.
A ghost? You saw a ghost?
Yeah, I did.
Listen to A Ghost Ruined My Life with Eli Roth from Travel wherever you get your podcasts, and prepare to be terrified.
Proven winners, Color Choice Shrubs are the landscaping plants that have been trialed and tested by expert horticulturists to ensure your success. Whether you're looking for the hottest hydrangea, a reblooming rose, or an elegant evergreen, you can count on the shrubs in the white containers for easy care curb appeal for years to come. There's still plenty of time to improve your landscape this season, so head to your favorite local garden center and ask for Proven Winners Color Choice Flowering Shrubs.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.